from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, more Gresh and Fauria on WEEI.
Sounds like wrestler jobber music.
Not quite.
Coming down the aisle, 250 pounds, Billy Lemmy.
See, that's the problem with wrestling today is now, like, the jobbers were regular named people.
Now, they are.
All the top names in wrestling are just their names.
Yeah,
where... Might not be, like, their real names, but they're just names.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
no more characters.
Yeah, where is Salvatore Bellomo gone? Or Jose... or Jose Luis... Rivera. They always had the Luis in there to hit the high mark on the wrestling back in the day. Monday Night Raw, Billy, was at the Garden last night.
Yeah, me and Nick were talking about that. I had no idea. And the only reason I knew that is because he had mentioned that Terp said when they set off someone's pyros, it rattled whatever confetti was left in the rafters, and that came down.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that last night.
That was kind of cool. Terp tweeted out a video.
Oh, yeah.
Rollins' pyros went off, and whatever did, it shook the foundation enough to loosen up some of the confetti in the ceiling.
At Justin M. Turpin on Twitter, if you want to check that out. Well, I know Liv Morgan threw out the first pitch at Fenway on Sunday, and she's all the way live, so that's how I knew they were in town. But nevertheless... Foyer, we roll into the lunchtime hour with this question about the Celtics. We've been all Celtics today, as you can imagine. Are you mad at Wick for selling? We do have, I almost want to do a big deal, no big deal version of Lighter Side of Sports today.
Ooh.
Because you got bumped from big deal, no big deal.
Yeah.
That's yesterday, okay. With the breaking news.
Anything for the Celtics.
Why
Even
not?
Though yesterday's segment was really strong, by the way.
Really?
Really strong.
No, yes. I agree.
It hurt me to give up on those questions.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay.
Well, Wick's selling.
All right. Wick's selling the team.
You get bumped by Wick selling. That kind of is a big deal. But
hold on. What was a bigger deal? The Bruins signing those guys?
You getting pizza.
Well, let's not talk about that.
Okay. I was going to do the why. It was just a thank you for the chow.
Yeah. So the Bruins free agent signings, I wasn't sure what you were going to do.
You know what?
Well, I didn't trust you.
You've got, thank you. And I am okay with that. You shouldn't in that instance.
Sure.
So that's okay.
Okay. What's a bigger deal? the Bruins free agent signings.
Yeah.
Okay. The Derek White signing, the Jason Tatum signing, or Wick selling the team?
Ooh, man. In terms of enormity, it is Tatum. However,
Oh, really?
No, but it was expected. Like, I was kind of getting to the it almost felt like it was just a matter of time before everybody with the Celtics got their extension, okay? But with the Bruins, to me, the Bruins signings are a bigger deal. They jumped right into free agency right away. They get a guy in Lindholm who kind of positions himself as Bergeron light, and there was no, oh, you're the Bruins, you guys aren't that good. You know what I mean? The Bruins are a respected organization. They put respectable money out there. They end up making two signings. So I would say the Bruins signings might be bigger than even Tatum and White, because we kind of expected those, right? Like, wouldn't it have been a bigger deal if Jason Tatum doesn't get the extension and, you know, is playing in like the last year of a deal?
Yeah, I don't know. I think the biggest story was Wick selling the team.
Oh, Wick selling is, yeah, you didn't give me that. That's okay.
I thought I did give you that
option.
No,
you only gave me the signings of the players, but
no,
that's all right.
I think we'd like to go back, Nick, and confirm that I actually did give you Wick.
If you did, I missed that, and that would have been it.
Wick
selling. I got some of my teeth.
Your poor teeth.
Some of my tooth.
Gresh is the only person who eats pizza with this.
You know what? We're going to go back and listen to this, because I think you only went with the players.
Who's your money on, Billy?
Billy's texting.
Billy, okay, he's texting.
Billy's putting out a fire. Who do you?
He doesn't even know. We don't even know when to ask him.
Yeah.
Ask Doug Flutie. He's here with us today.
Oh my God.
Super fan.
Come on. I don't want to.
He's shaking his head. Derek White signing, the Jason Tatum signing, or Wick selling the team?
Oh, I missed it. It was Wick selling the team. Good job. My bad.
Every now and then.
You do. You're right. You're selling my wife. She's like, every now and then, I'm right.
That's too unpredictable.
When she says a word and I go, can you say that again? She's like, oh, did I say it wrong? Like, automatically knows. I'm not going to rip on Jacob. You guys are making fun of him and his whole BC fanboy outfit and stuff like that. I said to him, I go, you look like you work at the student station, because he does.
No, Billy was saying, Billy's like, what is there, a tailgate around here somewhere?
Oh, I missed that line.
That was a good one.
Damn it, that is
That's
a good
what you
one.
Wear. Like, if you're going to wear is a there jersey.
Oh, my freaking God, Brendan. It's happening. It's happening.
Wait, that's the same guy?
That's the same guy.
I mean,
he did the first thing when he had sex, too. It was the same audio.
That was the same sound the first time he had sex.
Same audio,
oh my
too.
God.
Yeah.
Was he,
it's happening!
He's on the fireball! Oh, my freaking God, Brendan! It's happening!
Where's Brendan at? Where's Brendan?
I don't know,
Jacob.
I don't think I want to meet Brendan.
Is Brendan a bigger super fan than Jacob is?
Jacob just has the uniform on today.
Hardcore uniform. If you rolled in a Fourier uniform, I'd give you a little bit more credit, because those are hard to find. Like, good luck finding one of those.
Marshalls.
No, I wish.
I go to the local Goodwill.
I would wish.
Bradley's.
Maybe. El Salvador. It's like in those, like one of those things, like the championship t-shirts that don't get, and they end up in some third world country.
If there is, I am not a collectible guy at all. I get yelled at for not taking enough pictures when I go cover cool stuff and things like that. My wife's on me. However, if there is one set of memorabilia I would want in sports for the time in which I've been working in it since 97, it would be every team that didn't win the championship, their shirt that would go to the other countries. I just want one.
Yeah.
I just want one of all of them. That would be amazing. In the four sports every year, the teams that lose the championship, yeah. I want one of those shirts that said, you know, New York Yankees, world champions, or something like that, whenever they lose.
Yeah, or like Dallas Mavericks, world champs.
Love it. Exactly.
There's
right.
There's a picture of, like, all their players, and Kyrie Irving, you know, with his hands up in the air.
Luka with a crown on his head,
frame
him. Champ.
That would actually be a sneaky good, under the radar, holy crap, that's a good little collection you got there.
Absolutely. Imagine having.
And how far back can you go?
Oh, that's
Do you remember?
Hard part.
Wait, when was the first year? Total sidebar here,
yeah,
by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, no.
The
we
first
did.
Year you
Jacob's
had.
Jacob's stupid jersey.
Oh, my freaking God, Brendan! It's happening!
That's right.
I'm now. Now it makes sense.
Oh, That is,
that makes sense.
I feel like he's a super fan. I feel like I need to apologize to him.
He's a super fan.
You hurt his feelings.
No, he doesn't have any feelings. If you're in this business, you're not supposed to have feelings, right? Yeah, he knows. And he can easily take the teasing. How far back do you think, when was the first kind of, like, when do they start? Because they didn't hand out T-shirts all the time.
Oh, when did the handing out a Super Bowl champion or a championship T-shirt become in vogue?
Yeah.
A lot of times they had hats. But, yeah, you had one to put on right away. It's on the fake cover of the Globe or something, isn't it?
Yep. Well, no, that's just me getting in Adam Vinatieri's picture.
Oh, and by the way, I know you're off tomorrow and then I'm off the rest of the weekend and stuff. I am digging in on that 03 tape. I ended up finding it.
Great.
I'm going to VHS it and see if you and I.
That's amazing.
Because I was maximum density back then, too.
Were you really?
I had to have been 400 pounds.
Oh, really?
I was big. If I could find it, I will at worst get you a photo from that.
All right.
Of being on the field. But if you did come over and do the interview, I'm going to let
I was doing everything.
I'm gonna wet my pants, man.
I was doing everybody's.
Fat. That was it way back then. But anyway, now I lost my train of thought. Oh,
T-shirts. Another John Henry.
I remember, man, for some reason, the 49ers Super Bowl win over the Bengals. That for me, now that would have been like 13, 14 years old. That for me is when I remember the merch kind of being a big deal. Guys with the T-shirts on, stuff like that. I could be dead wrong. That's just where I think I have that sort of line in my head. But you played in a national championship game, or you were on the team,
yeah,
right?
I actually wasn't able to play.
No, I know, but you were there. Did they have national championship T-shirts up and ready to go?
I think we may have gotten a hat, but I don't think we got anything because I would have pictures of myself wearing those because I was all about the recognition that came with not doing anything. Are you kidding me? I was like, I used that wherever I went.
I'm looking to see if, I tried to do a Google search and just do the whole, when did it start? If there is a time when it started, I don't know. I can't find it easily out there on the interwebs.
Yeah, it's a stupid question.
But it would be pretty awesome to have all of, the Super Bowl losers for 20. Imagine having, and a great job by Joby Wan Kenobi in the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Joby Wan says, imagine having a 2007 undefeated New England Patriots championship shirt.
That would be a good one.
That's really the Holy Grail, is it not?
That would absolutely be the Holy Grail, because I can't remember another year where a team was like the favorite for so long with such an unbelievable accomplishment, and then they lost it. Can't think of another one.
Well, I'm trying to scroll through and just...
The Bruins from like 2 years ago?
What, Nick?
The Bruins from like 2 years ago?
Yeah, but that wasn't a championship.
No, I'm saying that, but they were the favorite all along. They were had the highest points ever.
Yeah. Did they give T-shirts for getting out of the first round?
No, I don't think so.
Or they could do baseball. That's baseball celebrates every single round.
Yeah, is there a 0-1 Mariners in there?
That would be a good one. Or even the Yankees, or that Yankees Red Sox.
I'm going
the
through
curse
the,
is over.
I'm going through the Super Bowl losers. So maybe the Colts losing to the Saints, maybe having one that could have gone to Peyton Manning. I'm not really sure. There is really nothing that is jumping out from a historical standpoint. Ooh, you might want, and I know it's connected here, would the Seahawks championship jersey that got robbed or shirt that Malcolm Butler robbed, would that be one of the ones most sought after?
You know what would be another question? I know they can't have this, but I wish they had hidden cameras in the locker room because that particular game, I think most people who work for the Seahawks, all right, listen, they're going to win. He's about to score a touchdown. Okay, get all the shirts out there now. Let's get ahead of this.
Uh-huh.
Okay, they tape up
the lockers.
The locker
room,
tape up all the lockers. Okay, it's about to get crazy in here. And then, holy crap. All right, take it all down. Take it all down. Get it all out of there.
Shove it into the other locker room.
Falcons right after they left for halftime. They walked out of the tunnel at halftime. They taped everything up.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, God, there's no way they're going to come back from this.
That would be the other one, too, would be probably.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. They're all tied into the Patriots. The ones
in some
way. Like the losing ones that you would want.
Yeah.
The Patriots loss in 07. You would want the Seahawks.
Yep.
faux championship, you know,
Atlanta.
And then Atlanta. Yeah. Those would be the
– Well, you would want the Yankees, too, when the Yankees were up on the Red Sox.
Yeah, if you got into other sports, I'm sure you could find a – but at least in terms of football, because, like, for the Celtics, I don't know if I would want – a Celtics 2010 World Championship T-shirt, the one that they lost to the Lakers.
Ooh, I would.
Now, that would be interesting to wear around, no question.
That would
but
be interesting.
It would be. But no, when you think of the real history, I think if there was a true Holy Grail shirt of a champion that never was, it would be the 07 undefeated Patriots. That would be the one to have. Somebody text into a 37937. I was volunteering in Ecuador, saw a Rams Super Bowl 36 championship t-shirt on a five-year-old. Almost traded him a pallet of food if it was my size. These impoverished kids don't know the value that they're sitting
on. No, they don't. That's funny. That is messed up.
That is.
A pallet of food for the t-shirt.
That is sad and funny yet at the same time. You can send us your thoughts. You can get them in on the on Twitch or on text to 37937 of which of the non-championship winning teams would you want? I want 07 Patriots World. I want 19-0 World Champion New England Patriots. That would be the one for me.
All right. I got to think this through. What I need you to think through, actually, I'm not going to tell you yet, because I do have.
Well, then how can I think through it if you're not going to tell me?
That's what I said. If I check myself.
You're going to Jedi mind trick me?
I'm going to tell you what idea I have right now, and I want to know if you can determine what I'm going to say based on our conversation. Now, I haven't told you anything.
I want you to read his mind, Gresh.
I want to see. You can read my mind, Gresh. You're capable of doing it.
Fig pizza?
Okay. No, it has nothing to do with fig pizza. I'm just going to say I had a thought of a new segment that I wanted to create. I've named it.
That's news.
Okay. And I haven't really workshopped it yet. I was going to try it out today.
What? How about news you can't
use? You haven't
workshopped
the idea yet?
No, I haven't workshopped. I was going to let Gresh determine what he thinks I'm going to say. Go ahead. You can read my mind.
You're just going to move the goalposts anyway.
No, I'm not.
I think what you would say is, here's Billy Lanny with Trending.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the remarkable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Remember, you can listen to WEEI on your smart speaker.
Just say, play 93.7 WEEI.
Now, more of Gresh and Fourier on WEEI.
Hi, Dish. I'm going down, baby. Yo, street in the rain. Come on.
The other endorser of Emo's Pizza, other than Jason Tatum, Emo's Pizza is like the Pizzeria Regina of St. Louis.
Really?
And yeah, and of course Nelly and all that. But so what is rolling around in your brain right now?
I just thought we could workshop something in real time.
Okay.
Okay. Here's the working title.
We've it's been very fed simple. For lunch, so we're game.
This is what I do. This is what I do. I give you guys a bunch of carbs. You guys get sleepy.
I stop paying attention. That was it. Yep. All right.
You only had one piece.
Yeah, that's it for me.
Wow.
Nope.
Just discipline one. In you.
That's
wow,
it.
Wow. That's amazing. So all I keep thinking about is that damn pizza.
Well, you like figgies.
I do. I'm telling you, it's underrated.
Figs on pizza. I mean, Billy Lanny co-signed on it, but
right.
Oh,
so now
God.
You don't think I'm crazy. Like, it is such an underrated pizza combination.
Oh no, I do think you're crazy. I just think Billy has a little
what
crazy
else is on
him,
there?
Too.
Yeah, what? So it's figs and is it bacon or ham on there?
I'm gonna have to look at the.
I'll Google it. I got the world in my fingertips.
I was gonna say, yeah.
Well, really, all you gotta do is read the side of the box, right? Don't they put it on the box?
Or the receipt.
No receipts. Get out of here, please.
Have you ever gotten a pizza that they've actually checked off those boxes on the side?
You know what?
Like, I've seen them write it in like the open area, but I've never seen like an individual check mark.
That's
on there.
Right. No, they never check it. But if you have something special on there, like oh, I want a goat's cheese or whatever, you know,
they just check the
goat's
boxes
special. Cheese.
I don't know. I'm just making it up. Goat's milk.
They put goat cheese on pizza.
I'm sure they do, and I'm sure there are people who eat it, not named me. All right. So what do you have here,
okay,
buddy?
So just some. Basic, simple question.
All right.
We'll just call it what happens first.
I don't know if I'm being set up here.
No, why would I set you up?
Well, no, it's because of the Fourier way of asking a question.
No,
but
that's not true.
Wanting an answer, and if you don't get it, how many different ways are you going to rephrase the question so I tell you what you want to hear?
No, I'm not going to do that at all. I would not do that to you.
So you want my real opinion, not my what Christian wants to hear opinion?
Yeah, I want your real opinion.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah, no, I don't really... Like, it's just really, it's like, it's all up to you. I'm not going
to
try and, like,
it's all
you know,
up to
strong
you.
Arm you and, like, you know, because I have my idea of what will happen, and you tell me.
All right.
We can fight about it later, whatever. All right, what happens first? I would ask Nick to play some music that he thinks should accompany this new segment that
but
we are workshopping in real time.
But we've already passed the 30 seconds before returning, Mike.
Yep, now we can't go back. All right, so what happens first?
30.
Pats win their first playoff game under the new regime. Okay. See, this is not even worth it. You're drunk on carbs.
Okay.
Well, they will win a playoff game eventually.
Not with this group.
So
not with these guys.
So Patriots win their first playoff game with Gerard Mayo as the head coach.
Okay.
Okay. Or play a little make-believe here. The Celtics win their third NBA title.
Oh, the Celtics. Easily. That's an easy one.
Really?
Yeah, the Celtics
so they,
will win.
You know they got two. I think for sure they got possibly back-to-back. Definitely two in them. But three, I mean, three is going to be tough just for the whole idea of what the East looks like. But I think it's an easy answer.
Look at it this way. It's almost like saying within the next 5 years, would the Celtics win two? Is essentially what you're asking. And within the next 5 years, can the Patriots just get to a point of winning a playoff game?
Just, yeah.
Yeah, no.
Just win, yeah. So getting to the playoffs is not enough. You actually have to win a playoff game.
So it's the Patriots win one playoff game versus the Celtics winning their third title. Which happens first?
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm with you.
I think it's the Celtics.
I think I'm with you. I think I would have to dumb down or lower the expectations for the Patriots in order to make this more compelling, because I think it's
almost like make the playoffs versus getting a playoff win.
Yeah, that would be
compared to the Celtics on a championship track.
Because if I think, like, realistically, not to just rip them the bag on them, in 3 years, if I just count it in my head as this year's a wash, next year is respectable. Well, man, we can see you're building something special. If I label that the next year, maybe you make the playoffs, right? Aaron Rodgers is gone. Tua's gone. The hell, for all we know, the Dolphins may have a new coach. The Jets will have a new coach, probably a new quarterback within 3 years. Josh Allen, they'll probably have a new coach. So the AFC East will be possibly a little bit more manageable. Right? Because they're already putting pressure on Mike McDaniels about, like, it's time for you to take that next step, right? You're just getting there isn't enough anymore. Obviously, you know the pressure that's on the Jets.
Well, the other thing, too, is the whole Drake May, you know? I mean, Drake May can be the great accelerator in the way you ask that question in terms of getting a playoff win. I have a little more faith in Drake May than I do Jerod Mayo right now, but that is not saying much. I just think that we're in for some lean years down in New England.
Yeah, I do. And
down in Foxborough.
If Drake May takes the normal path of a franchise quarterback.
Yeah.
And I would just say, just to list some franchise quarterbacks, legitimate young franchise quarterbacks. Joe Burrow always comes up.
Yep. Justin Herbert probably still counts.
Herbert, yeah, I would say.
He's teetering.
I don't think he's there yet, but, man, he's really got a head start. C.J. Stroud, with just 1 year being the starting quarterback with the Houston Texans, we'll see what happens in the next two, because he can easily not even make the playoffs this year, second year. A lot of teams had that sophomore slump. Obviously, Mahomes. But the young ones that haven't really, like, Joe Burrow came in, got hurt, established himself, got to the Super Bowl, gets hurt again, right?
Well, how about this? Like Trevor Lawrence, you know, someone like that where we were like, oh, he is a made man in Jacksonville, but is he an NFL kind of made man?
Yeah, so even if we took the same question for Trevor Lawrence and Drake May,
mm-hmm.
Who wins a playoff game first? Trevor Lawrence with the Jacksonville Jaguars or Drake May?
Trevor Lawrence, only because of the head start.
I know, but even I'm looking at it, like, so Trevor Lawrence can easily be a good, serviceable quarterback in the NFL.
And Jacksonville won last year, too.
But never make it to the playoffs again. Like, that happens just as much as guys repeating. Like, the turnover in the NFL, like, 1 year, like, having a good year has, I would say, unless you're the Baltimore Ravens, you're the Kansas City Chiefs, you're like a perennial great organization, top to bottom, you know what you want. The Steelers, even with their history of being a 500 or better team for all those years with Tomlin, this could be a year that they aren't as successful,
mm-hmm.
even though they have every single piece in place for a long period of time.
All right, so I'm going C's.
Yeah, I think it's too obvious. The C's, if I would say within 3 years, so if you give the Celtics 3 years, can they win two more championships?
As currently constructed, yeah, they can. They need some health.
I would still, other thing.
But I would also, but if you said to me you had to put a chip on one, I would bet on the C's.
Oh, yeah, say it with me. The other thing is, like, what are the odds of them actually having... So they're talented, obviously, but mm-hmm. having as much luck the next couple years as they had last year. The only person to really have anything significantly happen to them was Porzingis, and that didn't happen to the first round of the playoffs.
Well, the best thing for the C's in winning this year is that you get that championship know-how, you get that championship credibility, so that way when you are in battles with better teams, you have the edge over them. That's like the whole point of winning the championship. You and I talked about it. I asked you point blank. Difference between 2003 and 2004. it's kind of like night and day in terms of that championship level and the thing, how you have to do it, how you have to prepare. You know the grind. You also know the ups and downs. You're going to have series that are even every once in a while, and you got to battle out of it. And I think the Celtics have dealt with all of those scenarios that make them ready for New York or Philadelphia if need be.
Huh.
By the way, Fastballs Only said, this is not workshopping. This is a classic Fourier exercise.
Who said that?
Fastballs Only on Twitch.
Please, I have no idea. Does anybody even believe or agree with this guy? It's not a chance. This is a workshop. I told you about it. I said, hey, I wrote this down on my pad and paper.
You wrote it down on your hand, and then it smudged.
No, when it goes to the pad and paper, it means it's got a legitimate chance of making the
cut.
Oh,
I got it. Okay.
All right, what do you think?
No, it's not bad.
Thought-provoking.
Not bad.
Add a little music to it, you know, tie it all together, and then bam.
Add a little music so you can ask Gresh a question.
Yeah. You got a problem with
right,
that?
We need an open for a segment.
Yep. Yep.
Hey, we're going to have a sports radio discussion. You know what we should do? Let's make an open and a montage and highlight reels.
Yes. That is what
let's just not crack the mics and have a sports conversation. Sports radio's been doing for 1,000 years.
No, what I've heard
they're
sports radio doing is, that's all right.
Let's make a bit.
That's all right. See what happens? You're nice to them, and then they crap all over you. See what I do? I open the door.
Well, you're not here tomorrow.
Are you here tomorrow?
We got to get it all out. We got to make up for the days you're not here. Like,
hey, I missed, 4 days with you, so I have to make it up somehow.
He's got
to
make it up.
So,
right.
Y'all were yelling at each other
week
yesterday.
For you, right.
Yeah, right?
Who is here? Who is here with you tomorrow,
God,
by
man.
The way? Huh? Who is here
question.
With you, by the way?
Great
me,
question.
Me, myself, and I.
Just you. It's, you're going to go
it's gonna
Gresh
be,
solo?
It's gonna be,
right, Gresh National Radio.
It's going to be me, Nick, Billy, Terp, and... I don't know.
2024.
Yeah, Why don't you bring Jacob in here to sit in my chair?
I don't know if Joy Boy will be, whatever he's doing over
he's
there.
He's wearing nothing but a red
like,
sock.
Seriously.
He's in tomorrow, so I think we almost have to make sure that he's in BC gear again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's got to have
the eagle outfit.
He's got to have a basketball jersey.
Coming as the mascot.
Oh, he's got to do like down at St. Joe's, the Hawk. You know, the Hawk has to flap.
Yeah.
Do you know they give that person a scholarship?
I think a lot of schools do that with their mascots.
Wait, like, but this.
They should.
No, but you know the whole deal about the St. Joe's Hawk.
Right? No,
this
I don't know the particulars
level.
Of it.
All right,
no.
So the St. Joe's Hawk, during every event that it's at, has to, from beginning to end of the event, flap their wings.
The whole time?
The whole time. There is, back in the day before the Ryan Center was built at URI, when they were playing in Keeney Gym, there's a very, I bet you, Terp could probably find it online, is it made SportsCenter, is a very famous incident where the Hawk was standing there at Keeney Gym flapping their arms, and the Roadie Ram went over and did something to it, and they ended up getting into a fight in the foyer of where you would enter Keeney Gym, the foyer. And I think they were both, like, disciplined for the A-10 or something. But, like, mascots' heads were popping off. I think what it was I think the Roadie Ram might have tried to go behind the Hawk and, like, put a hula hoop over him so he couldn't raise the arms or something to
That's
that
funny.
Effect. And it turned into a massive brawl, ended up on SportsCenter.
We got no food. We got no jobs. Our pets' heads are falling off.
There you go. Nothing like a real mascot fight. Not like the fake ones that they have.
Not the ones
like
that are
set up.
Real
one,
yeah.
Like, you're on my turf, get out of here. You know, and what a great job that would be. To say you're the mascot and you're on a full scholarship. Let's go.
Yeah. Can you imagine that? Hold on. Let me see here. St. Joe's the Hawk versus the Roadie Ram. Oh, yeah. 1998. Oh, Terp found it.
Wow.
It was like the first thing that popped up. Boy, we needed HD. See the Hawk down in the corner,
yes.
Standing there, flapping his stupid arms,
God.
Right?
Pixel, is he?
Oh, I know. This was on like a 64-bit.
Oh,
I think
God.
This.
You're right.
I think this video was, there's the, what, Tyson
Who's
Wheeler.
That?
Tyson
oh, nice
Wheeler,
pass.
Who I got yelled at for calling him a choker.
Oh, here he's got,
oh,
he's
yeah,
got
here
an,
you go.
He's got like an inflatable.
Yeah, he's got an inner tube. Oh, yeah, see, the hat went off. There they go. Look at the ref jump in.
He's still
now,
flapping
he's still
his
flapping
wings.
It with no head. Yeah.
He's still flapping his wings.
And there's Jim Herrick, that crook, and a liar, and a crook.
He's still flapping his
Oh, yeah.
Wings.
How about that? Yeah, the it's a big to-do.
I'll show you.
Yep. I think the Roadie Ram got the tee and all, and freaking Herrick was all mad.
Still
fun. Oh, yeah, 94-76. That's when Roadie was beginning their cheating down there under the coach.
That is some of the best thing I've seen today.
Oh, like, that's pretty good.
So the dude's getting in a fight. His head gets knocked off.
And he's still flapping.
He's still standing.
He wants that scholarship, baby. Kidding me?
I wonder if they're like, listen, you need at least 500 flaps per minute. Like, how many flaps does he need?
I need a mascot combine.
Yeah, I mean,
how
like,
many flaps I'm per minute?
Like, how many?
Stand in the back of classes doing arm circles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's just doing curls. Like, that guy, he's got the biggest, he's got the widest lats and just jacked arms.
Yeah, it's like, you know, the mascot back in 1975. He has the record of a thousand Dwight Howard shoulders.
It's Dwight Howard shoulders, exactly.
Wow.
And you're right. It's like, Joe Swanson in 1942 set the record for flaps in a minute.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing here?
No. That's how you do a mascot. That's how the mascot should be.
Do you think there's like somebody
who's got a coach too?
I was just going to say, it's like
a Rocky montage.
No, it's like dodgeball. You know, it's the whole
Patches O'Houlihan.
Patches O'Houlihan, a mascot's coming out there and be like, this is the way you do it. And be like, look at this one in 98, disgraced by the Roadie Ram. You can't ever take any of that crap.
Real, like not no video, nothing on computers or anything. It is a real to real setup.
Yeah,
you can dodge traffic and climb a pyramid.
Bill, you're right. Back in the day. Oh my God,
fabulous.
Yeah, fantastic. How about that? Also, since I know we're going to get to John Henry and RKK and the Celtics ownership and all that stuff, but Jelani Tavai, a little extension there.
That's another one. Add him to the list. Add him to the list of all. And I said this to you yesterday. This whole like separation of church and state. Call it, you know, separation of church and Bill, whatever you want to call it. Pats and Bill, like Elliot Wolf thinks and agrees probably with most of the tactics and protocol and of Bill Belichick. He was, if you study under Bill as a GM, how could you not help but kind of take some of his opinions and what he values?
Well, I think if we were to add another layer to it, to be fair to Bill, which I know most of the people in the audience don't want to be fair to Bill right now, who would Bill maybe have learned from or borrowed from or learned his
Elliot's
own?
Elliot's dad?
Yeah.
Elliot Wolf's dad?
Yeah, think of the most successful general managers in the 80s and the 90s. We're talking about
Bill Polian?
Well, hold on. George Young, Bill was there, and you got Ron Wolf, really successful. You mentioned Bill Polian. Now the young fan, troglodytes, they don't know how to build anything. No, they all built Super Bowl champions in their own time. So there's a lot of philosophical stuff that I think has been handed down that people who do the no pants dance for wide receivers and paying everybody as much money as you can, that those olds don't subscribe to.
Yeah.
And if you're Elliot Wolf and you were around all those people and Bill, that older kind of way of value thinking, which is really what it is, it's just value thinking at the end of the day, how could it not be ingrained in Elliot Wolf?
Yeah, and there's no way for us really to know, but it would be kind of fun to see, like, if Bill was still in control, would all these guys be signed? Maybe the dollar amount is a little bit different. But the number would probably be consistent with, because they didn't really massively overpay anybody. Everybody, I thought, got a fair deal.
Yeah, I agree.
They got market value.
Yeah.
And Bill would have signed Hunter Henry back. He would have signed Onwenu.
I don't know if he'd have signed Onwenu.
You don't think he liked Onwenu?
No,
he's their best lineman.
I think he just would have franchised him for a year and then be short term.
Okay.
But still, but I don't think it's enough to sign. I didn't think it would be enough maybe for, because again, look at the value. It's a guy who might end up making $18 million and maybe playing right guard this year. I mean, go by the history of Bill. It is find a center, pay for tackles. Sometimes you pay for guards if you're not paying for your tackles, and there you go. There's
and
like
I know what. He would definitely give a Gottschall another contract because he would have to prove, like he said, this is
no
the best D-lineman.
Yeah,
the best D-lineman. I got to keep my word.
He's going to prove me right.
Yeah.
One of those deals, yeah.
And if you don't have a trained eye, so you don't really know how valuable he is. Whoever looks at the interior defensive lineman.
That's right.
They don't ever get sacks.
No, no, no. That's right. Yeah, we'll be hearing that.
Step and fall to your left or your right. There's your coaching point.
What does God Shaw do that he's so special?
I can't tell. Can't really do that voice.
No, that's okay. So lighter side of sports / big deal, no big deal, because Foye did get robbed yesterday. Are we ready to go on a trip with ESPN? We'll explain it all next.
Time now for the lighter side of sports, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss on Gresh and Fourier.
Side of sports brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. If it's time to do a 180 with your weight, contact my great friends at awaken180weightloss.com. Book your appointment today. And of course, the fall is coming. If you start now, you can be ready for football season. This one is, well,
expected.
Yeah, I guess. ESPN is attempting to enter the sports tourism business, ladies and gentlemen.
It's like the Gronk cruise.
I mean, you know what? But at least that I understand.
Yeah.
Let's
get polluted. Well, let's make bad choices.
But it's also attached to an individual, right? Folks, unless you're driving, do not do this. But close your eyes right now and envision. What sort of picture you would put in your head if you thought, I'm going to go on a 3-day Gronk cruise? What is that going to look like?
It's easy.
It's about what
it's
you
really
would expect.
Really easy.
Hey kids, gather around the Christmas tree. Hey everybody, we're traveling with ESPN. Yay! What? The kids look at you and be like, what? Where are we going, to a park? Well, kind of. So ESPN is very much trying to take the direct-to-consumer to another level. So now they want to do the first foray into sports tourism, offering a VIP tour of three of Major League Baseball's most famous stadiums on Labor Day weekend. Dubbed, of course, ESPN Experiences, Take Me Out to the Ballparks. Can I just stop on that for a second? Like, can we just, am I wrong for making fun of that? Like, seriously, this is the best they could come up with? They have all of the Disney characters at their disposal. And, of course, it's lead with ESPN Experiences.
Yeah, what they're basically doing is copying the Fenway Experience, just kind of adding to it.
So, Take Me Out to the Ballparks, a 5-day, 4-night trip from August 29th to September 2nd will take tourists to Fenway Park in Boston,
ooh,
Yankee Stadium in New York,
yeah,
and Citizens Bank Ballpark in Philadelphia.
Oh, I see what they're doing. They're going to start north and travel down 95 and end up in Philly.
Plus, they'll get a private tour of the Jackie Robinson Museum in the Big Apple.
Mm, okay.
An MVP tour of ESPN headquarters in Bristol, Connecticut.
Jesus, save it.
Holy hell.
Keep going.
And meet and greets with our on-air talents, including David Cohn, Michael Kay, Doug Glanville, Carl Ravage, Greeny's producer, and Buster Olney.
Yeah.
No, the guy's name is Hembo Hemakites. Yeah. Actually, I'm Facebook friends with him. He's a decent dude.
Yeah.
The price? A cool $6,999 per person with double occupancy. And if you're traveling solo, $8,500.
Over $1,200,000,000,000.
What the ever-loving F is this? This is just So here's the thing.
What is the thing?
If you took out the MVP tour of the ESPN headquarters, again, you and I both worked there. Me, it was three tours of duty there. Seen it evolve, massive place. You can see where they house the people in the cult. If that is of no interest to you, then there would be no interest in meeting, you know, Carl Ravage or Doug Glanville. The hell, you bump into them at a Tasty Freeze, for God's sakes. $8,500, and you're going to three ballparks that you can easily take the train.
I was going to say, if you just wanted to go to five, even call it five games.
Yeah.
It's a five-day vacation for $8,500. You're looking at, what, $1,500 to go to five games with travel?
At minimum. You can, honest to God, start in Boston. Seriously. Like, start in Boston, go to the game, take the train to New York, go to the game, take the train to Philadelphia, go to the game. You could fly home. You didn't meet Carl Ravage or look at ESPN. But you probably saved yourself $5,000.
So, I mean, obviously, to me, this is not a big deal. Especially, I feel like I meet so many people that do these pilgrimage. It's like all over the United States. And they go, hey, this year I'm going to see this ballpark and this and that ballpark. I'm going to take a week out of my day and I've kind of mapped it out. And I'm going to do three ballparks in 5 days.
Absolutely.
And people do that all the time. All ESPN did, it's really kind of lazy. They just packaged it up.
They hired
a travel agent to say, hey, can you package this up? You know, upcharge it a little bit so we get a little bit something for the effort, you know? And, you know, and how convenient it is if you're one of these baseball nerds, okay? And I would say the Holy Grail.
If you're Rob Bradford.
Would this be the Holy Trinity of ballparks? Would it be Fenway,
no.
Yankee Stadium,
nope.
And what's the other one in Philly?
No, Citizens.
Citizens.
No.
That's not your Holy Trinity, right?
No.
Fenway is.
Fenway.
Dodger Stadium.
I would say.
Chicago.
I would say Dodger Stadium, Wrigley Field, Fenway, Yankee Stadium.
The old Yankee Stadium? Yes. The new one? Not so much.
I'm not anti-new Yankee Stadium. I went down there.
I want the one in Brooklyn for the Dodgers, too.
Oh, my God. That's back in the day. Yeah, there's a better chance the Celtics.
Yeah, Polo Grounds.
Yeah, I was just going to say, there's a better chance that the Celtics build their new arena right here in 83 Leo Birmingham.
Hey, they still got the building here.
Well, there is that. Deals can be done. Deals can be made. They're just slapping the ESPN name on it. You get to take a tour that you could set your – by the way, if you want to drive to Bristol, God bless you. Let alone, you could set up your own freaking tour if you wanted to.
See, but this is no different than when the Patriots would go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The Crafts would sell these, you know, four-day packages, bus, flight, you know, access in, like easy in, easy out, you know, fly on a chartered plane. The buses literally roll right onto the tarmac.
Yeah.
Right? Like that's, hey, listen, they give you separate parties. You get like a special wristband to get into whatever, meet and greets with the players, right? That's all this is. But I'm actually surprised. I feel like this number is low. Double occupancy is what? Basically $7,000 for two people, three games, bus fare, hotel. I'm assuming food and drink is involved.
I don't think so.
But just your hotel, your room.
Yeah, it's like hotel transfers, go to ESPN, maybe you meet some people that you never met before, da-da-da.
I tell you what, if I was a super seamhead baseball nerd like Lou,
yeah,
like I would definitely do something like this. I might take a week out of my day.
That made no sense.
I lost that one.
Yeah.
I thought you were really talking. Yeah. What are you doing?
I take a week out of my day. And his ears is on her.
No,
on
you know what
level.
It is? Because you know what I did? Because somebody had a great idea. F baseball, I'm going to Hawaii.
Well, okay, so how much do you think it costs to fly to Hawaii?
I'm looking up first class right now.
Well, first class.
I mean, know, but I'm saying
I know
for
Spirit
that.
Airlines doesn't fly to Hawaii. I'm going to say, hold on, don't say it. So
for
first
that kind
class,
of dough. Oh, yeah.
It's over $3,000.
Yep.
Easily.
So this trip to go see the ballpark's $8,500. I just did Boston to Honolulu on Saturday the 14th, coming back on Saturday the 20th with a one-stop thrown in on the way back. It's $4,900.
But you know what this
first
is?
First class.
This is, you know, when the Crafts did sell these packages, I would always meet these guys, and it was always a father and a son.
Uh-huh.
It was like this, hey, and I remember like I think this one family, this father and son, it was like the fourth Super Bowl that they went to. and like, oh, you know, we figured like this is it. They won't ever go again. Sure, sure as hell they went so many more times. And the prices kept going up. But this is what they do.
Yeah.
It's an experience that they feel is somewhat unique and special, and it's memorable. And you know what? I'm going to do this with my son. We always dreamed of doing it. They handled all the legwork. I don't have to worry about tickets. I don't have to worry about anything. Like, they manage everything. I hop on a bus. I go. I'm done.
I hate that. I need to. I need.
Well, no, I'm like that too. Yeah, I don't like.
I need to know where I'm going. Control
the European tourist traps.
No,
the buses.
You were trying to sell me on that earlier.
But there, would you not say that there's a lot of people that love that type of stuff?
There are. You know,
oh man,
there's a company, Talk Tours. I mean, they just kill it. But like my in-laws have taken each of the boys on a couple of them, and you talk about like literally. Here's your itinerary. Here's what we're going to do. Everything is really taken care of. But you're also paying through the waz for that.
Yeah, because there's also like, to me, like this is, I saw this. I was like, well, this is, I mean, this isn't some new idea.
No, it isn't. It's just ESPN trying to sink their teeth into ridiculously overcharging people. Really like their amusement parks.
And don't they get a deal on tickets? I'm sure. Like, they have the contract with Major League Baseball.
Yeah, probably
cost
them
Walt Disney.
Or it's easy for them to go to the team and be like, oh, you have a 45,000-seat ballpark and only 30,000 people showing up?
What is a version of this that you would do? Like, just take out the fact that you don't like somebody else in control. What experience would be interesting to you?
I know exactly what it is.
What would it be?
I would sign up for a one of the VIP deals going to a UFC pay-per-view. It's like something the night before. And I'm much more interested
But you know what? You're a diehard.
But they also, this would be one I would consider, WrestleMania weekend. They sell these giant packages of, like, the ringside tickets for, like, WrestleMania are in the thousands of dollars, if not five figures. You know, and you get your commemorative chair or whatever, but they've turned it into, like, a whole different experience. If anything, ESPN is late to the dance on this because they've seen other UFC does it, WWE does it, teams do it already. ESPN's just like, well, how can we get in the game? And some nerd up there was like, here's how we can do it.
Yeah. Let me see. Hey, honey, you want a Philly cheesesteak? Ooh, Pat? Like, which one am I going to go to?
Oh, you go to gyms if you're in
Everybody.
Philly.
Everybody goes to Pat's
or Geno's,
and they always say gyms.
Go to gyms.
That's the real one.
That is very true.
Is that the one that's on that side street? It's got like, I think I've been there. The lines are longer there than at any of the other places.
Because they're good.
They're all good. I'm just
stop.
They're all good. You stop.
No way.
They're all good.
One of them is
please.
Chow.
They're all good. Really?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I've been to all three multiple times. Multiple times. I've gone on to Pat's and then had two there and then gone to the other one and I could only eat one.
You pig.
Pigged out. No, I did. Before a game, too.
Seattle, oh, really?
Yeah, they took us out there.
Did you guys get beat?
Of course we did. We didn't win much. Actually, maybe I had two touchdowns.
No, you had to get ready to play on that nasty turf in Philly back then in the 90s. It tore you up.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'd do a food tour is what I would do.
I'm not surprised.
Like, get me to a place
you'd
like
do
that.
It. Please. You'd do a food tour of Malden, for God's sake.
I would.
You love
I'd
your
love
food.
It.
Coming up, how about John Henry or Robert Kraft maybe getting involved in the ownership of the Celtics? Final hour next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo, if you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Time now for The Lighter Side of Sports, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss on Gresh and Fourier.
Side of Sports brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. If it's time to do a 180 with your weight, contact my great friends at awaken180weightloss.com. Book your appointment today. And of course, the fall is coming. If you start now, you can be ready for football season. This one is
expected.
Yeah, I guess. ESPN is attempting to enter the sports tourism business, ladies and gentlemen.
It's like the Gronk cruise.
I mean, you know what? But at least that I understand.
Yeah.
Let's get polluted.
Well, let's make bad choices.
But it's also attached to an individual, right? Folks, unless you're driving, do not do this. But close your eyes right now and envision. What sort of picture you would put in your head if you thought, I'm going to go on a 3-day Gronk cruise? What is that going to look like?
It's easy.
It's about what
it's
you
really
would expect.
Really easy.
Hey kids, gather around the Christmas tree. Hey everybody, we're traveling with ESPN. Yay! What? The kids look at you and be like, what? Where are we going, to a park? Well, kind of. So ESPN is very much trying to take the direct-to-consumer to another level. So now they want to do the first foray into sports tourism, offering a VIP tour of three of Major League Baseball's most famous stadiums on Labor Day weekend. Dubbed, of course, ESPN Experiences, Take Me Out to the Ballparks. Can I just stop on that for a second? Like, can we just, am I wrong for making fun of that? Like, seriously, this is the best they could come up with? They have all of the Disney characters at their disposal. And, of course, it's lead with ESPN Experiences.
Yeah, what they're basically doing is copying the Fenway experience, just kind of adding to it.
So, Take Me Out to the Ballparks, a 5-day, 4-night trip from August 29th to September 2nd, will take tourists to Fenway Park in Boston,
ooh,
Yankee Stadium in New York,
yeah,
and Citizens Bank Ballpark in Philadelphia.
Ooh, I see what they're doing. They're going to start north and travel down 95 and end up in Philly.
Plus, they'll get a private tour of the Jackie Robinson Museum in the Big Apple.
Mm, okay.
An MVP tour of ESPN headquarters in Bristol, Connecticut.
Jesus, save it.
Holy hell.
Keep going.
And meet and greets with our on-air talents, including David Cohn, Michael Kay, Doug Glanville, Carl Ravage, Greeny's producer, and Buster Olney.
Yeah.
No, the guy's name is Hembo Hemakites. Yeah. Actually, I'm Facebook friends with him. He's a decent dude.
Yeah.
The price? A cool $6,999 per person with double occupancy. And if you're traveling solo, $8,500.
Over $1,200,000,000,000.
What the ever-loving F is this? Okay. This is just... So here's the thing.
What is the thing?
If you took out the MVP tour of the ESPN headquarters, again, you and I both worked there. Me, it was three tours of duty there. Seen it evolve, massive place. You can see where they house the people in the cult. If that is of no interest to you, then there would be no interest in meeting, you know, Carl Ravage or Doug Glanville. The hell, you bump into them at a Tasty Freeze, for God's sakes. $8,500, and you're going to three ballparks that you can easily take the train.
I was going to say, if you just wanted to go to five, even call it five games.
Yeah.
It's a five-day vacation for $8,500. You're looking at, what, $1,500 to go to five games with travel?
At minimum. You can, honest to God, start in Boston. Seriously. Like, start in Boston, go to the game, take the train to New York, go to the game, take the train to Philadelphia, go to the game. You could fly home. You didn't meet Carl Ravage or look at ESPN, but you probably saved yourself $5,000.
So, obviously, to me, this is not a big deal, especially I feel like I meet so many people that do these pilgrimages, like, all over the United States, and they go, hey, this year I'm going to see this ballpark and this and that ballpark. I'm going to take a week out of my day, and I've kind of mapped it out, and I'm going to do three ballparks in 5 days.
Absolutely.
And people do that all the time. All ESPN did, it's really kind of lazy. They just packaged it up.
They hired
a travel agent to say, hey, can you package this up, upcharge it a little bit so we get a little bit something for the effort, you know? And, and how convenient it is if you're one of these baseball nerds,
mm-hmm.
okay, and you would, I would say the holy grail.
If you're Rob Bradford.
Would this be the holy trinity of ballparks? Would it be Fenway,
no.
Yankee Stadium,
nope.
and what's the other one in Philly?
No, Citizens.
Citizens.
No.
That's not your holy trinity, right?
No.
Fenway. Dodger Stadium. Chicago.
I would say Dodger Stadium, Wrigley Field, Fenway, Yankee Stadium.
The old Yankee Stadium? Yes. The new one? Not so much.
I'm not anti-new Yankee Stadium. I went down there.
I want the one in Brooklyn for the Dodgers, too.
Oh, my God. That's back in the day. Yeah, there's a better chance the Celtics.
Polo Grounds.
Yeah, I was just going to say, there's a better chance that the Celtics build their new arena right here in 83 Leo Birmingham.
Hey, they still got the building here.
Well, there is that. Deals can be done and deals can be made. They're just slapping the ESPN name on it. You get to take a tour that you could set your... By the way, if you want to drive to Bristol, God bless you. Let alone, you could set up your own freaking tour if you wanted to.
See, but this is no different than when the Patriots would go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The Crafts would sell these, you know, four-day packages, bus, flight, access in, like easy in, easy out, fly on a chartered plane. The buses literally roll right onto the tarmac.
Yeah.
Right? Like that's, hey, listen, they give you separate parties. You get like a special wristband to get into whatever, meet and greets with the players, right? That's all this is. But I'm actually surprised. I feel like this number is low. Double occupancy is what? Basically $7,000 for two people, three games, bus fare, hotel. I'm assuming food and drink is involved.
I don't think so.
But just your hotel, your
room. Yeah, it's
your,
like hotel transfers, go to ESPN, maybe you meet some people that you never met before, da-da-da.
I tell you what, if I was a super seamhead baseball nerd like Lou,
yeah.
Like I would definitely do something like this. I might take a week out of my day.
That made no sense.
I lost that one.
Yeah.
I thought you were really talking. Yeah. What are you doing?
I might take a week out of my day. And his ears is on her.
No,
on
you know what
level.
It is? Because you know what I did? Because somebody had a great idea. F baseball, I'm going to Hawaii.
Well, okay, so how much do you think it costs to fly to Hawaii?
I'm looking up first class right now.
Well, first class.
Now, I know, but I'm saying for that.
I know Spirit Airlines doesn't fly to Hawaii.
I'm going to
say, hold on, don't say it. So
for
first
that kind
class,
of dough. Oh, yeah.
It's over $3,000.
Yep.
Easily.
So this trip to go see the ballpark's $8,500. I just did Boston to Honolulu on Saturday the 14th, coming back on Saturday the 20th. With a one-stop thrown in on the way back, it's $4,900.
But you know what this
first
is?
Class.
This is, you know, when the Crafts did sell these packages, I would always meet these guys, and it was always a father and a son.
Uh-huh.
It was like this, hey, and I remember, like, I think this father and son, it was like the fourth Super Bowl that they went to. And like, oh, you know, we figured, like, this is it. They won't ever go again. Sure as hell, they went so many more times. And the prices kept going up, but this is what they do.
Yeah.
It's an experience that they feel is somewhat unique and special, and it's memorable. And you know what? I'm going to do this with my son. We always dreamed of doing it. They handled all the legwork. I don't have to worry about tickets. I don't have to worry about anything. Like, they manage everything. I hop on a bus. I go. I'm done.
I hate that. I need.
Well, no,
to
I'm
be
like
the,
that too. Yeah, I don't like.
I need to know
I
where
never
I'm going.
The tourist,
control
the
I'm
European not, tourist traps.
No,
the buses.
You were trying to sell me on that earlier.
But would you not say that there's a lot of people that love that type of stuff?
There are. You know, there's a company, Talk Tours. I mean, they just kill it. But like my in-laws have taken each of the boys on a couple of them, and you talk about like literally. Here's your itinerary. Here's what we're going to do. Everything is really taken care of. But you're also paying through the waz for that.
Yeah, because there's also like, to me, like this is, I saw this. I was like, well, this isn't some new idea.
No, it isn't. It's just ESPN trying to sink their teeth into ridiculously overcharging people. It's really like their amusement parks.
And don't they get a deal on tickets? I'm sure. Like, they have the contract with Major League Baseball.
Yeah, probably
owned
cost
by Walt Disney.
Or it's easy for them to go to the team and be like, oh, you have a 45,000 seat ballpark and only 30,000 people showing up.
What is a version of this that you would do? Like, just take out the fact that you don't like somebody else in control. What experience would be interesting to you?
I know exactly what it is.
What would it be?
I would sign up for a one of the VIP deals going to a UFC pay-per-view. It's like something the night before. And I'm much more interested in
that's basically that.
But you know what?
You're a diehard.
But they also, so here, this would be one I would consider WrestleMania weekend. They sell these giant packages of, like, the ringside tickets for, like, WrestleMania are in the thousands of dollars, if not five figures. You know, and you get your commemorative chair or whatever, but they've turned it into, like, a whole different experience. If anything, ESPN is late to the dance on this because they've seen other UFC does it, WWE does it, teams do it already. ESPN's just like, well, how can we get in the game? And some nerd up there was like, here's how we can do it.
Yeah. Let me see. Hey, honey, you want a Philly cheesesteak? Ooh, Pat? Like, which one am I going to go to?
Oh, you go to Jim's if you're in
Everybody goes to Pat's
or Geno's,
and they always say Jim's.
Go to Jim's.
That's the real one.
That is very true.
Is that
you've
the one
there?
That's on that side street? It's got, like, I think I've been there. The lines are longer there than at any of the other places.
Because they're good?
They're all good. I'm just
stop.
They're all good. You stop.
No way.
They're all good.
One of them is chow.
They're all good. Really?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I've been to all three multiple times. Multiple times. I've gone on to Pat's and then had two there and then gone to the other one and I could only eat one.
You pig.
Pigged out. No, I did. Before a game, too.
Oh, Seattle, really?
Yeah, they took us out there.
Did you guys get beat?
Of course we did. We didn't win much. Actually, maybe I had two touchdowns.
No, you had to get ready to play on that nasty turf in Philly back then in the 90s. It tore you up.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'd do a food tour is what I would do.
I'm not surprised.
Get me to a place
you'd
like that.
You do it. Please. You'd do a food tour of Malden, for God's sake.
I would.
You love
I'd
your
love
food. Coming up, how about John Henry or Robert Kraft maybe getting involved in the ownership of the Celtics? Final hour next.
Oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.